Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Made in America. So pleased to welcome to the show. He's in our virtual green room right now. He might not know he's in our virtual green room. It's a theater of the mind, the whole radio thing. It's Wendell Davis. He's the COO of Trident Case. Trident Case, by the way, made in the USA. When you think about it, how many companies are moving out of the US, but Trident keeping jobs and manufacturing right here at home. Wendell, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thanks a lot for having me.
So tell us about Trident Case. It's smartphone. It's a smartphone case, right?
That is correct. Our founder started the company 5 years ago with the belief that there needed to be more options in the world of protective cases for the smartphones that dominate so much of our lives today. And you touched on one of the key things he believed in when he started the company was we needed to move jobs back to America, and he felt like no better way to do it than starting one small company at a time.
And by doing that, though, he could make it cheaper overseas, right?
Well, you can, but here's the thing that people don't truly understand. Believe me, we spent probably 9 months really doing our homework, comparing U.S. manufacturing costs to China manufacturing costs, and here's what we learned. Yeah, you can make the product cheaper over there, but customer perception is it's an inferior product, and that perception is reality. The raw materials we get there aren't as good as the raw materials here, and I can buy raw materials here just as cheap as I can buy them there. Well, by the time I start with raw materials that are the same or cheaper, I don't have to pay freight, and I don't pay duties and taxes. Well, now I'm in a little bit of an advantage making it in the U.S., so what's my delta? It's labor. Well, we all know labor costs for years have been so much cheaper overseas than they have in the U.S., and that's driven way too much manufacturing out of here.
Yeah.
But now in some of these countries, those prices are starting to creep up. But even more than that, you know, it's our responsibility to be more efficient and to try to do things better so that we can compete with products being made abroad. So that's been a real focus at Trident.
Oh, I love that. And you have other product lines. So not just cell phone cases. You've got several other product lines, too, right, that you've launched?
That is correct. We have cell phone cases, and the cell phone cases dominate the sales for us.
Sure.
We also make cases for, you know, most of the various well-known tablets. The iPads, of course. We are one of 12 partners in Microsoft's Design for Surface program, so we build cases specifically for their Surface family of products. And, you know, and I could go on about, you know, other device manufacturers, but, yeah, we do a little bit of all that. And now we have also really started to push more into the world of wireless charging. We think that's a wave that's coming, and we're already seeing a lot of opportunity there. You know, a portion of the proceeds are to just write checks to organizations that support these men and women. I mean, recently, the end of last year, I had an opportunity to go and be a part of the Gary Sinise Foundation Salute to the Troops event in Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you, it is one of the most amazing things that my wife and I have done. And, you know, for somebody like him who gives so much of his time and is such a voice, it was a phenomenal event. We were able to do something. Certainly, you know, we welcome all those opportunities. And as we've shared with him and his people, you know, keep us at the top of your list, because we do want to continue to just do what we can to say thank you.
Well, that's great for you. He's such a great guy, such a patriot. I've met him a couple of times, and that Lieutenant Dan Bann is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Your company, too, tell everyone, is based in Southern California. Is that right?
It is. The company is based in Southern California, of all places, not the least expensive place to do business in the U.S. But, you know, our CEO and founder lives in Southern California. He's an interesting guy himself. He's a first-generation American. He came to the United States from Malaysia at age 19, didn't speak any English, managed to get himself a college education and successfully worked for other people, started a different company, and so did, and now we're having fun with Trident. But, yeah, our focus is improving the communities where we live and work. And we recently introduced a new tagline, which is Live with Impact. And we think it is perfect for our company that because we make and sell impact-resistant cases, but you look at all the ways we try to impact those around us, from creating more jobs in the U.S. to, you know, keeping all of the money here. We don't set up offshore companies to take things, and giving back to those heroes that give everything they have to protect us every day. So, you know, we honestly believe that it has to start somewhere, and we want to be a part of that solution.
Tell me about this, too, as well, that I came across. I thought this was so fascinating, and good for you for doing this. But also there's a green, I'll call it a green initiative. You call it green protection. Tell us about green protection.
Yeah, green protection is another big focus for our company. We go as far as to the only cups we will allow in our office are those made of recyclable materials and that are green and biodegradable. Well, we incorporate that into our cases as well. The normal plastic case, let's call it, the hard shell on your case, if it doesn't have the green stamp on it, it takes that case about 125 years to go away once we put it into the environment. So we're working to figure out how can we improve that. Well, we have an additive that we put in there that reduces that time from 125 years down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years. We spend a lot of time talking to people and trying to work with people to get that number down to something that's even less than that. But currently that's the best we can do. But yeah, it's something we're extremely proud of. And once again, it ties in with our, you know, living with impact. We want to have a positive impact on the environment and, you know, not leave this place in a mess for our kids once we're all gone.
We're speaking with Wendell Daniel. He's the CEO of Trident Case. How about the people you employ? How many people does Trident employ?
Currently, we have approximately 100 people. We have two facilities in Southern California. One warehouse serves as really the corporate office and our distribution facility, and the other serves as the manufacturing facility. So, yeah, between those two, if I had to pick today, it's right around 100.
And is the idea, too, that as you're growing this, because of some of the markets you're going after, you'll add jobs?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate that the state of California just came out with a state tax credit called California Competes. We shared with them our story and what we're doing and gave them our growth plans and how many jobs we expect to add over the next 5 years. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to receive some tax credits for what we're doing.
Good for you. That's great. I love what you guys are doing. Wendell Daniel, CEO of Trident Case, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alright, time for us to take off and talk a little space here on ATN. Rod Pyle is in our virtual capsule right now. He's written a ton of books. He's produced a bunch of documentaries for the History Channel and Discovery Communications, including, I know you're all familiar with this, Modern Marvels, Apollo 11. He is also, as I said, the books. He's also the author of two of my faves, and these are talked about a lot anyway, but Innovation, The NASA Way, and Curiosity Inside the Mars Rover Mission. Always, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for telephoning me in my capsule.
There you go. I knew you'd play along. All right, so
oh, yeah.
Speaking of being contacted in a capsule, tell us about Scott Kelly and the significance of him being in space at the International Space Station for a year. What will we learn with Scott Kelly being up there for that time period?
This is really a remarkable mission. I mean, NASA has wanted, and the Russians also, have wanted to do long-duration studies for decades, because if we're going to go to Mars, it's anywhere between 6 and 7 months out there, depending on what trajectory you take. So it's a long time to be in space. So there's radiation, there's microgravity, there's all the things that happen to you when you're out in deep space. And there's a lot of concern about that, because it can do a lot of damage to the human body. So they've tried ground-based simulations a few years ago. They did a thing called Mars 500, which was about a year and a half on the ground, locked up in a big tin can in Russia. So they were able to work out a lot of psychological factors. But if you're going to figure out what a Mars voyage is going to do, you really have to put people up in space for the amount of time. So the holy grail was, let's put people in a space station for a year. So the Russians have approached this, but, you know, you send some a person, a physiological being up into space, and they come back, and you're able to measure what's different about them from the time they left Earth, but you don't have a control mechanism, if you will, because you don't have an identical person down here. So the remarkable thing about Scott Kelly is he has a twin brother named Mark Kelly, who's also an astronaut. So you want to talk about overachievers in the same family. These guys are like emblematic. So they've got these two genetic twins. So Mark has retired from the astronaut corps, so he's staying down here. Scott went up to the space station about 3 weeks ago. So he's going to stay up there for a year. They're going to take a continuing set of physiological and biometric measurements on him and compare them to Mark down here. And that's, you know, a little invasive of his privacy, but he agreed to do it, so that's okay. And they'll be able to tell from week to week what changes are taking place. Now, the only thing that this doesn't do, it doesn't give you the radiation exposure that you have when you leave the Earth-Moon system. So you get too far above the Earth, you're outside the magnetic field, there's a lot more radiation. There's some at the space station, but not nearly as much as there is when you're heading out towards the Moon or Mars. But for everything else, mostly microgravity considerations, this is a huge step forward towards these longer voyages. So that's really what they were looking for.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. And, of course, those guys are like two peas in a pod, as you say, overachievers. It's very cool that Scott's up there and that Mark was willing to really take this all the way through, because I think we'll learn some phenomenal things, as you just really laid out for us. So besides that, the other thing that I thought was pretty interesting lately, the SpaceX landing test, and then, you know, what happened there, a little bit of disappointment, it tipped over. But they're going to get this right, aren't they?
They are, and you know, the press, and I'm talking about the press in generic terms, but the press at large has kind of not really conveyed this message well. You know, second test fails. Well, first of all, I mean, SpaceX is a remarkable thing. Elon Musk is amazing. I mean, if I had the money, I'd buy stock in that company by droves, because this guy can do anything he wants, from building PayPal to building electric cars to launching off to the space station and Mars. So they made a successful rendezvous at the space station, as they've done a number of times before. They're transferring cargo. So really, the return and recovery test is kind of a minor part of that mission. Their main goal is to fulfill this contract with NASA, which is supply the space station and bring stuff back. And they've done that successfully every time they've tried. But to reduce costs, the holy grail is to get a first stage, and maybe eventually a second stage, that's recoverable and reusable. And we kind of saw this with the space shuttle a little bit, with these reusable orbiter, of course, and the solid rockets, which were the two on the side that came back by parachute and were cleaned up and reused, but it still cost a lot of money. So the sweet spot is to bring back the booster under its own power, land it, hose it down, refuel it, and use it again. So right now, if you're going to launch a SpaceX, it'll cost you about $55 million a flight, which is still cheaper than what the Russians are charging us to get the space station, but it's a lot of money. SpaceX figures if they can bring that first stage back and get it to be reusable, say up to 10 times, they can get costs down between $10 and $15 million a flight, which, as you can imagine, is a huge reduction. So now going up to space becomes an affordable thing. So what they try to do, the first stage dumps off at about 50 miles, and then it's coming back at about seven times the speed of sound. So this is, you know, high speed, high altitude. What they have to be able to build this thing to do is guide itself back more or less autonomously to a landing spot, slow down to a hover, and land on four legs. This is a tall order. This is the kind of stuff we saw in cartoons when we were kids, you know, these rockets that would, you'd strap it on and take off, and then you'd ride it back down to the ground on four legs under rocket power. Nobody's really been able to do that with any kind of reliability. So what they're trying to do is bring it back to the support ship that they send out off the coast of Florida, and it's about the size of a football field, and it's stabilized. So the hope is to guide this thing back slowly, and it slows down a lot more to almost a hover when it reaches the platform, and land it softly, be able to refurbish it. Just getting to within spitting distance of that barge is a major accomplishment. So he's done that twice. Both times when it got close, there was a malfunction. So the first time, they ran out of gas for the maneuvering, and the thing hit hard and toppled over and exploded. The second time, they did actually touch down, but they were moving sideways a little bit, and this was another equipment failure. And that was enough lateral motion for it to catch one of its landing legs and tip over again. But they're really close. So I'm betting in the next two flights they'll get it right. And it's also important to mention that while at this point they're still going for this this barge as their landing field. They have now leased property at Cape Canaveral, so they're going to have a big, much, much larger landing field there that doesn't move around, isn't affected by weather as much. So if they can make it back to ground zero there, they've got a great big landing zone to touch down, and I think they'll have success pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly exciting. I agree with you. Elon Musk is a genius. It's unbelievable. You think PayPal all the way to where he is now and the things that he's done, there's no question. Absolutely. I would bet every single dollar I had on that guy. No question about it. This is so true. Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you about this Mars helicopter. Tell me about that.
This is the neatest thing. This was rolled out at Caltech a couple of weeks ago at a talk they did over there. And I'm fortunate that I live about three blocks away, so I can wander over whenever they do something cool. So this woman from JPL named Mimi Ong gave this talk, and she's one of the chief engineers in the project. And the idea is that on the Mars 2020 rover, which is almost identical to Curiosity except for the different instrument package, they're going to include this little helicopter on the side. And it's about the size of two cigar boxes strapped together with helicopter blades above and four landing legs. And the idea is after the rover lands, this thing will top off and fly, and it's got a little solar cell above the top that converts solar radiation to power, so it can fly for about 6 minutes a day. So the idea is, more or less autonomously, it'll take off and it'll fly ahead of the rover. So now, instead of only being able to see a couple hundred yards ahead like you can with that mast cam they've got, it's about 3 feet above the deck of the rover, now they've got something that go up to 500 or 600 feet and see maybe half a mile or a mile ahead, and then they can relay those results back to the ground, look at it, and send that up to the terrain map on Curiosity, on the 2020 rover, so it'll know where to go and where not to go, and it'll see obstacles and targets of opportunity and so forth in much better detail and a much broader range than it does now. So this gives them a whole lot more capability than they've got. It's incredibly exciting if it works.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right, you want to pick up one of Rod's books, you can do it easily, or both of them, whatever. Innovation, The NASA Way, and Curiosity, you can pick up at Amazon.com. Or to learn more about Rod, rodpilebooks.net or rodpilemedia.com. You are everywhere, brother. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, have a great evening.
You too. Wow, so fascinating. Think of the, I think really taking it from the top when you talk about the Kelly brothers and what's happening there, like I said, tracing it back to what we'll learn, but especially the whole two SpaceX and the reusable rockets and the what that would mean, because why are we paying, hitching all these rides with the Russians? Here's the thing. That all works out, save a lot of money, it's innovative, and it's pretty darn amazing, and I think it absolutely will. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight. You're burning into the night. There's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. Not much left to go around.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Dee McGowie joins us. She's in our virtual green room right now. We spare no expense. I hope she can expand her mind in that direction. And you're going to love her because, I'll tell you, I met her in New York just about a month ago, and she has such a fascinating story. And when we're through with this interview, I want you to go check her TED Talk out because it'll just blow you away. She's such an inspiring speaker, and it's about empowerment. And she grew up in Jordan, and she talks about what that was like, and then coming to the United States, getting a degree in economics from San Diego State. Well, San Diego State, is that a great place? And then she got an MBA, too, as well, at the University of San Diego. And we're going to talk about what it's like, Middle Eastern customs, specifically Jordan. And you know that we're thinking of taking the show to Turkey, so it should be pretty interesting education, I think, for a lot of us. Dima, as always, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me, Kate.
So let's go back to, I mentioned you did a TED Talk, and your TED Talk had a really good message in it. And people, you know, we live in a culture where we're a melting pot of so many different types of people with different backgrounds and upbringings in different parts of the world. And I mentioned this, that you grew up in Jordan. And when you were growing up in Jordan, what was expected? expected of you ultimately as you grew into a young woman?
So there were a lot of things that were expected of me. One main thing that was very clear is the sense of perfection. I had to be perfect. I was not allowed to do any mistakes. I was supposed to be perfect in the way I talk, the way I dress, the way I walk. There was a lot of judgment of the culture that I lived in. And as a result, in order for my family to protect me, they were expecting for me to follow the tradition, be perfect. So one day I will grow up and pass the tradition also to somebody else or to my children.
Yeah, and you say protect you. Why? What do you mean by protect you? What if you defied that and didn't do the whole perfect thing you were supposed to do?
So the way I was raised, specifically in my family and my culture, as a woman, the first thing that I am being seen for is to get married. So from a young girl, I'm being prepared to get married. So if I am not perfect, they see it as that no man would want to marry me, and as a result, it's going to bring a shame and dishonor to my family. So when I mention about they are trying to protect me by teaching me to be perfect, by being perfect, I am able to be a young lady and be a quick catch where any man would want to marry me because I represent the culture and represent the expectations that the Middle Eastern man has.
Wow, that's a lot to live up to, no doubt. And you said to me, and this is how we met, so everybody understands this. And when we were talking, that you, the way your eyes are, even for another woman or especially a man, you can could never. You grew up where one of the things a woman couldn't do is you couldn't look directly in someone's eyes, right?
Yes, I couldn't look in a man's eye, and I couldn't smile. So those were two of the challenges. I had so many challenges and cultural shock when I moved to the U.S. Those were so hard because here people are used to having eye contact. It's actually not respectful for you to talk to somebody and not look at them in the eye. So
yeah,
I had a lot of issues with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, we say that, I was just going to jump in there and say, you're right. We, in the United States, it's kind of a sign of somebody being shifty, that we don't think they're maybe necessarily telling us the truth when we're talking to them if they don't look you in the eye enough and there's not enough eye contact. So let's fast forward. What made you come to the United States and what was your family's reaction when you decided to come to the United States?
Okay. So I got engaged when I was 19, got married when I was 20, and moved with my ex-husband to the U.S. And this is how the whole story or the major transformation happened. I moved to San Diego with him, and we started our life there. It was interesting living in San Diego because here I am in the land of the free, the land that I've always dreamed of living in. But somehow I was still living in the U.S., in the Middle East somehow, because I was still surrounded by my culture. I was still surrounded by the same expectations. I thought when I first moved that things will be different, that somehow I'm going to be empowered. Somehow I'm going to be able to voice my opinion and have dreams and pursue these dreams just because I am located in the U.S. But I was so shocked to realize that regardless where I was, it didn't matter because I was still surrounded by the same culture. And at the same time, being away from the Middle East, the expectations and the restrictions became even harder and harder.
Wow. So then you just knew in your heart, right, that this wasn't the right life for you. At some point you realized that, right?
It took a while. It took about 4 years and a half for me to realize this. I'm a person who gives a lot of chances. And initially when I first moved, I didn't know any better. I didn't know who I was. I didn't have self-confidence. I spoke not very well English. And it was very tough to go through that transformation. But as I got into my undergraduate and had my first job, that's when I started really observing everybody. body around me, and I was fascinated. I remember even one time walking to apply for San Diego State for my undergraduate, and I was watching all the students that were there, and I just honestly just stopped and said to myself, I wish I'm just like them, because they look so confident. They look happy. They seemed empowered. So now when I go back to school, I see just young students, and most likely they're confused about life and they don't know what they're doing. But somehow at that moment, they were my role models. All I wanted was to be like them, and all I wanted was to be like everybody I was surrounded with. So it was interesting, the whole transformation, where I started and where I am right now.
So where you are right now, one of the things you did when you first were working, and you know, you got divorced and that's sad and all that, but you knew it was the right thing for you, as so many of our listeners, we talk about that, men and women, mixed in with all our political talk and everything else that's going on. But you, once you knew that, you make the leap and you change your life. When you're working, Dima, you and I had this conversation, you said this too, that one of the things is you don't smile, you can't smile, so you don't look men in the eyes and you don't smile. And when you were at work, did people start to notice that you weren't smiling?
Yes. So my first job was a teller at Bank of America. So imagine going to Bank of America tomorrow and working with a teller who cannot look at your eyes because she's so uncomfortable, barely speaking English, and doesn't smile.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was me barely knowing how to do the transactions too. So what my boss did, which I love it, she used to bring sticky notes and draw on them happy faces and put them all over my monitor. And every time I would be doing a transaction, of course, I would see the sticky notes, but she would make sure she keeps going around the bank and looks at me and makes happy faces. So I would be just smiling and remembering that I need to smile when I'm in public. So it took a while, but now I just cannot stop smiling.
Oh, I love that. So the biggest, so you do the TED Talk and it pulls this whole thing together, and your family now compared to when you first made that break, what was that transition like? Because it's very hard to tell grandparents or family members, parents, that, yeah, I'm not going to go this route anymore. I'm doing something completely different. Did they rebel against that, kind of push back against that, and now they embrace it?
That was the hardest part. And when I think about the divorce, it wasn't really just the divorce of the marriage. It was the divorce of the entire family and culture. Because what happened is my decision was not well taken by my family, especially my dad. He considered that he would not allow his daughter to have the title next to her name, which is divorced. Because that's what people talk about in the Middle East. Oh, Dima, she's divorced. So that's automatically going to be linked to me. And he just couldn't take that. So what happened, it was the hardest thing, because he decided to kill me. Because he believes that getting a divorce is going to bring a dishonor to my family.
Right.
And he believes that blood clears any dishonor. And he decided as a result that he wanted to kill me. So it was, I still have life threats. I haven't been to Jordan for 14 years. I haven't talked to my dad for 14 years. And I don't know how the story is going to end with him, but in my case, I have forgiveness for him. I have forgiveness for myself. And it's that by itself is enough for now.
Well, hang on a second. Dima, can you stick through with us?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back with more with Dima Gowie. Yes. A second from now on America Tonight.
And striving as fast as we can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left him in the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Between somebody who grows up in the Middle East and coming to the United States, and how she was with a Jordanian husband and then decided to divorce him. And Dima, you mentioned that your father wanted to kill you because that brings dishonor to your family by doing that. And it's been 14 years and you haven't, am I right, you haven't had any contact with him, and you would be concerned about going back to Jordan, right? Wow. And how tough is that, though, for you? How frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It's very tough. It's, you know, the parents are very important to any person, regardless of the culture. That's the root. That's the support. They offer security and the foundation that help us to be who we're supposed to be. And taking that away, I just felt that I was just flying in the sky with no foundation. And really, my foundation, if any, was the one that's turning against me. So it was very difficult. Initially, and for years, it took me so long to go through a healing process. And part of the healing process is to go through self-discovery. It enabled me for the first time ever to question, who am I? Why am I on this earth? And what is the purpose behind it? So as sad as the story is, I know I was born for a reason. There's a purpose behind it. And not just for my healing, it is for me to take this story and inspire others and also work with them to help them break their limitations and discover what they are supposed to be doing in this life. Initially, I used to think that I'm the only one with issues with family or with self-confidence or various things that were stopping me and all the limitations, whether they're cultural or whether it is things that I impose on myself. Until I got in leadership roles, and then I discovered that I'm not the only one. There's so many people having issues. There's so many people living with limitations. A lot of these limitations are internal, where it's the voice in their head that's telling them that they're not good enough or they're not smart enough. And now I believe part of my role in this world is to show them by example that you can break it all. You can be the person you're supposed to be. You have a choice. And it could be very painful. It's going to come with a lot of consequences, especially when you're doing things that are outside the norm culturally. But looking back, it is so worth it. I look back now, it's been 14, almost 15 years, and I say to myself, like, if I only knew how great life is going to be, I would not have cried.
Wow. So now, because of the years and the time and the things that you've experienced, you're loving it. I mean, you're loving being in America, enjoying, like you said, that freedom, because you're really embracing it, right?
Right. And the main part that I love is how I can help others too. So this is where it brings a lot of healing to me. So again, it's not just about me. I achieved a lot in the last 14 years. I got into leadership roles, lived and traveled around the world, and there's a lot of things that I would never have imagined. I feel so happy where I am right now, but I think it's not about me. This story is about helping to heal. And I look at it mainly also to help heal women in the Middle East. It breaks my heart to think about or to hear about ISIS and what's going on right now in the Middle East. It's like beyond imagination. We're in year 2015 and we're still experiencing these things. So that's why I believe that this didn't happen out of the blue. There's something I'm supposed to be doing, and I am being prepared for it. So I'm very open, and I can't wait to contribute and help all kinds of women and men to have a better life.
Yeah, you bring up ISIS. Do you think there's a lot of women in the Middle East who would love to get out of that situation?
Yes. I know a lot. I'm still in communication with so many people in the Middle East. I still mentor a lot of women and also men. And the challenge is that they cannot move to the U.S. They cannot move outside their country, whether it's Syria or Jordan, and they just have to deal with the situation. And that's why in many cases when we say, be positive, be happy, you have control over your life. And this is great when you're living like in the U.S. But when you're living in some other countries where you are forced to do things that you may not agree with, you're afraid about your security, you can't leave your home without watching every step, it becomes very, very difficult, and it doesn't really totally apply.
Yeah, I completely understand that in some of the conversations that I've had with some women in the Middle East. So then you take this to the TED Talk, and what was it like? Because a lot of people listening would love to maybe in their life do a TED Talk, but what was it like for you to get on the stage and actually do that? Were you a little bit nervous?
It was the most amazing and the most terrifying experience. I'm very private, and I don't talk usually about my story unless if it is to very close friends. So when I started working on my TEDx and I was selected, I wanted to talk about everything in the world but my story. So I wrote 3 speeches before I wrote the last one, and it was mainly about my experience in global leadership and cultural understanding and everything totally not related to me. But somehow the speech kept transitioning, and I wasn't satisfied with them, even though they were great, they were approved by the TEDx organizers, but I just didn't feel connected with the message. I felt that I needed to give something stronger, until I got to a point where I started writing my story, and I was very terrified. Until the day of the event, I was questioning, do I really want to open up? What if people think it's not a big deal? What if I feel rejected? It's the same negative things we always think about. What if I mess up? And it's a lot of negative things. However, I have or had an amazing support network of friends who helped me step by step and kept encouraging me that I am on the right path and confirming that. I feel they even, like, almost dragged me to the stage to give this speech. And I am so glad I did. I had people that I never met before email me or send me messages on Facebook telling me that they were crying when they watched the TEDx story because they felt so connected with it. And the most thing that I was amazed with, that it wasn't just women in the Middle East. There were men in India and people from all around the world reaching out. And I felt for the first time, yes, I am on the right path. And I am on the, I need to do more of those things to help connect with people and really, in a way, hold the mirror to them and show them you can do it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, and it has to be empowering to you, right? Because you get something, as you said, it's more than just about you. You get something in return, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Every time we give, you get something.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. So, Dima, if somebody wants to see your TED Talk, I think it's pretty easy to find it, but it's always good to lead people down the path. How can they find it?
What they need to do is go to YouTube and type my name, and it is, the first name is D-I-M-A, and last name is G-H-A-W-I. And for anyone who watches it, I would love to hear what you think, and I would love to be connected with you.
Yeah, it's always good to get that feedback, absolutely, because we see that TED and TED is, you know, the TEDx and the TED Talks are getting bigger and bigger, and it's interesting what some of the subject matter is. There's, you know, no question about that. Dima, what a pleasure to have you on America tonight. Boy, we've really enjoyed it. We can't wait until you get that book out, by the way. We'll have you back on when you publish your story.
Sounds great. Yes, it's coming up. So the book is in the process of being written. I am the person who's going to write this. Initially, I thought, wow, I'm so busy and I'm traveling everywhere. Maybe I should bring somebody, a ghostwriter, to write this. But the decision is I am the person who's going to officially write it. And I started the process. I am planning to have it done by the end of the year.
Woohoo! All right, we'll look for that. Dima Gowey, thanks so much for coming on America tonight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.